Well, good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year to all you guys who are on the phone. It is so good to hear so many of you on the phone this morning from all over the country and even across the pond. Diane over there in the UK, thank you for coming on. I'm looking out our window here on the 26th floor in Salt Lake City, Utah. I cannot see the mountains. They are totally fogged in. But I can see the skating rink right across the street where everyone goes ice skating. And I'm thinking, man, I would trade that for palm trees in a heartbeat. But especially on a morning like this morning. But, wow, what, you know, things that, of course, slowed down for Christmas and things like that. And I was watching the volumes. And then all of a sudden, the last few days, things have exploded in the office with people placing orders because we've got so many great things going on. We want to cover some of those this morning. And then we have a couple of thoughts, and Malin has a webinar that I think you guys will really enjoy. So with that, Malin, I didn't know if you wanted to chime in on anything before we turn it over to Alan.
No, except for, you know what, it's the last day of the year, and we're going to have a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Alan.
All right. So,
all
Big
right.
Al, you're up.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Good morning, everybody. We have got some exciting month-end stuff, year-end stuff, and there's still a few hours left. So let's make it a great limitless day today, wrapping up our month, wrapping up our year. You know, we've got a buy one, get one free on a whole bunch of products that's been going on the last few days, and that goes through today. The Cleanse, Renew, Innovage, Estradyne, Testradyne, Stride, our unsweetened apple spice skinny sticks. We had a customer that was in the office yesterday placing an order, and he looked at me and said, "Now, wait a minute. So Testradyne is buy one, get one free, really?" And so he did two of them, you know, because he just said, "That is such a great deal. I can't believe you guys are doing that." So, you know, these are great deals, and let your customers know about them, and they'll want to order and get some more product.
I just want to interject on something there. You know, when we say the Apple Spice Skinny Sticks is on BOGO, its regular price is already at the standard Skinny Sticks BOGO price. So the putting Skinny Sticks Apple Spice on BOGO is like BOGO BOGO. In other words, rather than paying a buck a stick, guys, you're only going to pay 50 cents a stick. So you will never, ever, ever see a price on Skinny Sticks like this. You just won't. And so I wanted to make sure people understood that when we priced those, they were already at the BOGO price. And so let's call it BOGO BOGO.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about year-end clearance, too, type of thing. You know,
exactly.
We're, you know, once a year this happens, so don't get used to this, guys.
Yeah, no. Okay,
double
sorry,
BOGO.
Alan.
We got a brand new term
direction
there. I love it. Thank you, Malin. That's a great exclamation point.
Hey,
on
if that little Caesar guy can walk across the street and say pizza pizza, we can say BOGO BOGO.
That's right, BOGO BOGO. BOGO BOGO it is today. And we've got buy one, get one 50% off on our Defend set. So a great value on those two. Great day to get more orders in, get these items in, make sure your customers know about it and are getting their orders too. And of course, we've got our holiday gift set still continuing through today. Our spa set, the shampoo, the conditioner, that great cranial massager, the a 10-milliliter little pot, little jar of Smooth. And we've got our relief set that features Stride and a muscle roller. We've got our charge set that features charge and a really cool little tech bag of a cell phone device charger and some other accessories. These are great gift sets. And Christmas is over, but they're still a great deal, and you can still get them and give them out and use them yourselves. So those are still available today, too. And now with month end being today, we are going to have email support from 2 to 5. So if you need any last minute support from the great distributor support team, they'll be available Mountain Time from 2 to 5 to assist the email support with any of those needs. Even though it's New Year's Eve, because it's New Year's Eve, they're there for you. And a reminder too to get registered. Today is a big day. It's the last day to get registered for the current discount price of $99 for our February fly-in, our birthday celebration. Get registered today because on New Year's Day, tomorrow, it goes up to $125. So it's a great time to get registered for that. And while you're building today and even stretching into next month, remember our Nights on Broadway promotion. We are so excited to have done a conversion, at least for this time, with our Brunch on Broadway to Nights on Broadway. And we're excited to reward you business builders that are really going above and beyond. As I'm sure most of you recall, this is an OV growth incentive. So we're looking for you to grow your OV. We took September as a snapshot, and then you grow during October, November, December, January. And we're going to take the end of January as a snapshot, and we're going to look at those two numbers. And if you grew by 10,000 and ranked up with at least half of that volume coming from newly personally sponsored legs, you earned Nights on Broadway for you and a guest to attend that event at the fly-in. It's going to be a fun event. We'll have more details coming out on that, but it's going to be really exciting. Now, we know that 10,000 may seem a little bit low to our builders that are out there really getting it done, so we said let's have a stretch goal for them. So option two for Nights on Broadway is same period of time, grow your OV by 15,000 with at least half coming from the newly personally sponsored legs, and you got the stretch goal, which gives you the Nights on Broadway for you and a guest, but it also lets you bring to the fly-in your top recruiting couple. There's got to be a couple all of you have been working on. You're trying to get them in. Well, you qualify for option two, and we're flying them in. We're covering the hotel. We're covering their registration, and they're going to be with you at Nights on Broadway. That is a really, really cool deal, a great way to be all set to introduce whoever at that time is your most power prospect, to get them in, get them closed, as they get a feel of who we are. And that's what I love about these fly-ins. People come in, they sense, they feel it. They get a flavor and a taste, and they get to digest the whole commitment we have to science, how science-based we are, how results-focused we are on the type of products we bring to market. They get to realize how the comp plan is truly unique in the whole industry, and how powerful it is to reward everybody, whatever their goals are. And they just get a sense of Steve and Malin and his master distributors and owners of the company, their passion for setting up a company that really is unlike any other. So getting people to the fly-in helps them experience firsthand, with you there with them, all those benefits of what makes us unique at Limitless. So to run at that. Let's get those OVs up so that you can bring that top prospecting couple in and keep your business growing. All right. And we have a whole bunch more incentives that are still going on too that we've been running this month that are just powerful ways to reward you for building your business. We've got the cash for credit cards promo. So anyone enrolled before the 1st of December, for every 3,000 in newly enrolled PSV you have this month in December, you get an extra $500. In addition to the great bonuses already going on with enrolling your new people, an extra $500. And if you stretch and go to 6,000, for example, newly enrolled PSV, that's going to be $1,000 because it's 500 for every 3,000. So, you know, it's a Saturday. People are home. Yeah, they're thinking about New Year's Eve, but they're also thinking about next year. You know, this is a time of the year where I personally do a lot of reflecting about, you know, what am I going to do in the next year? What are the areas of my life I want to be better at? What are the goals? What are my resolutions? And but it's deeper than just a resolution here and there. It's how do I really want to change my life? And I think all of us are that way. We're thinking, what am I going to do different? And so this is a time today where you can approach your prospects, and we are the solution, we are the answer for so many of those goals, so many of those aspects of their life that they want to change in the coming year. They financially, health-wise, they can get it done through Limitless. And so today is a great day to lock them in and get them going, because anyone who rolls also between, anyone who enrolled this month, they're part of the Cash for Credit Cards promo, is anyone who they enroll with enrollment packs in December and January, they're going to earn double personally enrolled Fast Start bonuses on those packs. So, wow. get them in today, and they are on a jump start for getting that income up for anyone they enroll this month and also through the entire month of January. So that is a really cool promo. Let's be running at that and have some great success and get some great people in because of that. And of course, this month we've got our double sponsoring points for our Cancun incentive. Team building points, double enrollment points for Cancun, so get those in. We've had some qualifiers already for our Cancun incentive, and I'm so excited. It is so fun for me to see people stretching and running at that and achieving that and looking forward to our great incentive trips. Oh boy, so much going on. You know, we've got our double LDR points, so remind your people to stay on LDR with that 75 LDR or more November, December, and January. They're going to get extra points rewarded to them at the end of after the end of January. And so we're really excited to give them that double points for our LDR people for just staying on LDR with that great LDR order. We've got our sampling promotion still going. You know, get those sample packs out to people, get them in max, and get those customers in. All the details are in the voice, but that sampling promo is a great way to be perpetually building your business, at least for this period where we've got it going, at least until the birthday celebration. You get your customers in, you get them enrolled, and then we'll give you half price off or another full box depending upon how many new customers and the volume you got in. Those sample packs are great. It's been so fun to watch those going out of the warehouse and getting them scheduling, building more, so we can be sure we're keeping up with all your needs there. And just calendar-wise, a note that we have on Monday a noon call. I believe Steve and Malin are going to be hosting that call, kind of a New Year's Day, January 2nd, New Year's Day holiday, kick off the new year with that call. And then the next day on Tuesday, we've got a You Even Better broadcast. Our own Steve Campbell will be on that. We'll be focused on the NSF Certified for Sport Products, and he has guests on that one, Shan Lassig, Stephen Randolph. Great call. That's one that a lot of people love to get their prospects in front of every time it becomes available. Wow, another mouthful again, Stephen Malin. I probably took too long, but we got a lot going on today. We got a lot going on this month. We got a lot to focus on as we head into a great 2017.
Well, thank you so much, Alan. Malin, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I am good to go.
Okay, I guess that means you're still working on your webinar.
No, I'm actually, you're so funny. I am. I'm trying to log into the webinar, and because it's the last one of the year, I got to make sure we have the right number on this. So,
okay.
I may be giving you a different number to log into.
Okay, well, that'll be good, just as long as you let us know. You know, it's so great to have so many people that we love and appreciate be on the call this morning. As each of you guys were calling in individually, I was thinking, man, I sure like this person, and I like that person, and man, I've made a great friendship with this person through the company, and want all of you guys to know how much we love and appreciate you, and for being on these calls every week, whether you're calling in from Maryland or the UK or, you know, wherever you're calling in from. Thanks, you guys, very much for being part of our Limitless team, because when we started this company, you know, we started it in a small way. I mentioned, you know, we had almost 40% year-over-year growth. It was a good year for Limitless that way. We had almost 60% new customer acquisition year-over-year. You know, our distributors increased dramatically as well. So we've had just really, from that standpoint, a very exciting year. And I just like Alan mentioned a little bit earlier, it's a time of contemplation as you get ready to go into the new year. If you're sitting at home on a Saturday and you're thinking about, okay, here comes the new year, well, what are we going to do? I started thinking about it from my perspective. we talked a couple of weeks ago about all these journals I had and everything. And, you know, I am convinced that over the years, part of the reason we have had the success we've had in our life is because of the fact that we set goals. And I just wanted to talk about that for a second and about New Year's resolutions. You know, I saw somebody say, hey, New Year's resolutions, I have a hard enough time getting a New Year's Eve kiss, you know, when they ring in the new year. And then the girl that was making a comment on it said in her tweet, she goes, but I don't have any problem with Hershey's Kisses. I can eat those all day. So, you know, it depends on where your goal setting is as far as what you want to do. So I started looking up how, New Year's resolutions got started. And believe it or not, Malin was making fun of pizza with Little Caesars, you know, but it seems like we owe so much to the Roman Empire going back to a lot of our traditions and where they came from. And back in 46 BC, Julius Caesar actually introduced a new solar-based calendar. And so Janus was the, the Roman god that they had a belief in, that they said, hey, at the beginning of each year, and Janus is short for January, that's where January came from, they paid their debts and returned farm equipment and all that kind of stuff. So it goes all the way back. Later on, a few hundred years later, they abolished the calendar, and it took all the way to 1582 before the Gregorian monks reintroduced the calendar as we now know it today. But I was looking at traditions and where New Year's resolutions came from. And get this, guys. At the start of the 21st century, 40% of Americans set New Year's resolutions every year. According to the American Medical Association, today, almost 50% of Americans participate in New Year's resolution tradition. And this is based on polls they did at Epcot Center and Gallup polls. Gallup polls are very realistic. And it said that based on those polls, it should be noted 46% of those who endeavor to make common resolutions, for example, weight loss, exercise program, quitting smoking, were the examples they used. They found that people who set goals as opposed to people who didn't were 10 times more likely to have a rate of success compared to those who don't make any kind of resolution at all. So when you look at, popular goals, they've actually done studies to find out, you know, what are the most popular goal setting. Well, it's absolutely no surprise that the number one goal-setting goal is to improve your physical well-being by eating healthy food and losing weight and exercising more and committing to eat better. Duh! You know, all you got to do is turn on TV. If you turn on a TV right now, you are about to throw up with all the weight loss ads and machines and things to help you lose weight. I mean, everybody right now. I think I've got 36 different kinds of chocolates sitting on my dining room table. And these aren't chocolates that I bought. These are chocolates people have given us as gifts and stuff. And they're unfortunately sitting right by my chess set on the dining room table. And I notice those chocolates are going down in volume. Every day that I sit down to play my chess game at the beginning of the day, I notice that those chocolates are slowly diminishing, okay, off that dining room table. So sometimes it's a little bit hard to lose goals, but weight loss, exercise, and trying to eat better is number one. And that doesn't surprise anybody, followed by trying to drink less alcohol, quitting smoking, stopping biting nails, and improving your finances and getting out of debt. These are all goals that people set for a New Year's resolution. And so, you know, that's important to realize. And, you know, I was thinking, gosh, I wonder what company has products that could help people lose weight, help people exercise more, help people eat better. You know, who has those kind of products? We have some of the greatest products, of course, that we love to share with people from that standpoint. So I started thinking about that. And by the way, you know, congratulations to you guys who have already started working on your goal setting. You know, yesterday we had in the office a Super Bowl winner, and he doesn't go around saying, hey, I'm a Super Bowl winner. And congratulations to you, John Madsen, for bringing him in, because he's not only a Super Bowl winner, an Outland Trophy winner. An Outland Trophy winner, by the way, is somebody who is the best college player, the best player in college football in the defense, because the Heisman Trophy is awarded to the person on offense and the Outland Trophy for defense. And this is the third time that person's been in the office. I'm not saying their name, because then distributors will reach out and, you know, text or, you know, Facebook or stuff like that. But, you know, it's so fun because we have the NSF broadcast coming up on Tuesday night, and John knew that, and he knew it would be a good time to get this person involved. And it's so exciting to see people of that caliber coming into our business and being so excited about the products that they'll come again and again and again because they know these products work. And so that's really neat from that standpoint. But I was thinking about goals, going back to goals. I was thinking about goals and about how, you know, what causes people to set them and what causes people not to do them. And I pulled down off my shelf my Brian Tracy book on goals. I do this every year with this book. And for those of you that want to get it, it's called Brian Tracy Goals, How to Get Everything You Want Faster Than You Thought Was Possible. And I just want to read a couple of sections out of this because it is so pertinent to what we're trying to do here at Limitless. And so he says in his chapter 3, by the way, which is called Create Your Own Future, he says, the biggest single obstacle to setting goals is what's called self-limiting beliefs. Those involve areas where you believe yourself to be limited in some kind of way. You may believe yourself to be inadequate or inferior in ability, talent, creativity, personality, and as a result, you end up selling yourself short. By underestimating yourself, you either set no goals or low goals that are far below what you're truly capable of accomplishing. So his next section's, imagine no limitations. Imagine being limitless. By combining idealization and future orientation, you cancel or neutralize this process of self-limitation. You imagine for the moment that you have no limitations at all. Just take that governor off your brain for a second. You imagine that you have all the time, talents, and abilities you could ever require to achieve your goal or to achieve any goal you could set for yourself. No matter where you are in life, you imagine that you have all the friends and contacts and relationships that you need to open every door to achieve what you really want. You imagine, in essence, that you have no limitations whatsoever on what you could be, have, or do, the pursuit of goals that are really important to you. And he said, here's the key. You practice what they call blue sky thinking. In Charles Garfield's studies of peak performers, he made an interesting discovery. He analyzed men and women who had achieved only average results at work for many, many, many years, but who suddenly exploded into great success and accomplishment. And he found that the takeoff point for every one of them is when they began engaging in what he called blue sky thinking. Malin was talking to me the other day about blue sky thinking in a positive way, you know, that, you know, we have such an ability in our normal everyday lives to just kind of be negative, because we're around negativity all the time. So, you know, she was talking about this practice of blue sky thinking. In blue sky thinking, you imagine that all things are possible for you, just like looking up into the clear blue sky that has no limits. You project forward several years, and you imagine that your life is perfect in every respect. Then you look back to where you are today, and you ask yourself this simple question. What would have to happen for me to have created my perfect future? You then come back to where you are in the present, in your own mind, and you ask, what would have to happen from this point forward for me to achieve all my goals somewhere in the future? And then the last part of his article, which is great, is he goes, you got to refuse to compromise your dreams. He goes, when you practice idealization and future orientation, you make no compromises with your dreams and visions for yourself in the future. You don't settle for smaller goals or half successes. Instead, you tend to dream big dreams and project forward mentally as though you are one of the most powerful people in the universe, and you are the one who can create that perfect future. I just absolutely love that. When I sit here and I was looking at, you know, well, how does that affect you from your limitless business? You know, and I was thinking of the limitless ladder, and I was thinking about our year end and what a great year we have. And next year, as we get ready to come into our fourth year of business, you know, we have goals that we set here at the office as to what we want to do in our fourth year. You know, we've been talking about our growth and what's been happening, and we just anticipate it will continue to grow, continue to get better, continue to get bigger as you guys continue to move up in your personal goals. But it's all up to you. And the limitless ladder is where you begin. When you realize that most people have never even tried for the lowest rung on the ladder, which is 2,500 in organizational volume, and you realize how few customers or how few distributors you have to get just to be able to accomplish that lowest rung on the ladder, to be able to be guaranteed and topped off at $500, you know, in a 3 month as you continue to grow by 20%, you know, that is a great, great incentive for average, everyday people who want to change their life. And more importantly, $1,000 for people who hit 5,000 on the ladder. So as you look at your own personal group from a business standpoint, look at where your volume is. And if you're not on the ladder yet, set a goal. Be on the ladder. Hit that first rung. Just hit that first rung on the ladder. If you're one of our leaders that have been able to accomplish all the different rungs on the ladder and continue to go up the ladder, then you just need to look at your people and say, how do I help my people get to that rung on the ladder? And that's the way you should do. You should look at where you end up on the last day of this month, where your volume was, and say, okay, where do I need to go on the ladder? And just use the ladder as a measuring gauge to help you get where you want to be. Followed with that, the fact that we got a fly-in coming in on February 9th to the 12th, and that's coming up. Guys, that's 5 weeks from now. Yeah, I mean, think about that. 5.5 weeks from now, we'll be at our fly-in. If you want to change your business more than anything else, then you really need to go out and commit to get people to come to the fly-in. We have already a record number of registrations for our fly-in in February. And we recognize that a lot of you guys are taking this very, very seriously, and we appreciate that commitment already. But continue to work towards it, because that would be the simplest way to increase and build your business. In closing, I just want to say, in closing, some of you have probably heard this. It says, do we have as much sense as a goose? And it says, in the fall, when you see geese form a V formation heading south in the winter, you might be interested in knowing why they fly that way. Scientists have learned as each bird flaps its wing, it is creating an uplift for the bird immediately following behind it. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% flying range more than if each bird was trying to do that on its own. Think of that, 71%. I feel that way about the fly-in. I feel that whole energy, that whole basis of all of us getting together to build together causes us to grow. So basic truth number one, those who share a common direction and a sense of community, which we have here, can get where they're going more quickly and easily because they travel on the thrust of another person's efforts. That's basic truth one. So whenever a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels drag and air resistance from trying to go it alone. So it quickly tries to get back into formation, the V formation, take advantage of the lifting power of the bird immediately in front. So basic truth number two, if we have as much sense as a goose, we're going to stay in formation. And with those who are headed in the same direction we are. Boy, how true is that? When the lead goose gets tired, what happens is it rotates back in the wing and another goose flies forward to the point. So basic truth number three, it pays to take turns in hard jobs for people as for southbound geese. The geese honk from behind to encourage those geese up front to keep up their speed. And so basic truth number four, we also need to be careful of what we say when we honk from behind. Finally, when a goose gets sick or it's wounded by gunshot and falls out, two geese fall out of formation, follow it down, and provide it help and protection. They stay with it until it is either able to fly or it's dead. Then they set out to catch up with the flock, flying on their own or with another group. And the final truth is, if we have the sense of a goose, we'll always stand by one another. And guys, I want to leave you with that thought process as we go into the new year, okay, that we love you, we appreciate you. It was a great year for Limitless. Let's make it another great year. And more importantly, let's make your business be the best year that it's ever had. And thanks for being a part of our team. And with that, Malin, I'll turn it over to you.
Wow, you know what? That was awesome. And it folds right into what I've been planning on, too. Both of us knew we wanted to talk about goals. And I do know, I've watched Steve. You know, he's my husband, and I love him, and so I'm biased. But he was also my mentor as I came into this industry. And he was also my learning curve, because there were times when I felt like I knew better. I'd been a stockbroker. I'd done all these things, and I thought I knew my path to have success in this industry. And he was the person who helped me realize that if I wasn't going to be coachable, I needed to bring some of the skill sets that I had learned from my prior career, but I needed to be coachable, and I needed to learn some of the principles that he, you know, gently nudged me in that direction. And I have watched him live those things, and I have watched him review those things every single year. And so it's just kind of fun. I want to be the third-party validator, and I know I'm biased, but I still get to be the third-party validator. So thanks, Steve. Thanks, sweetie.
You bet, sweetie.
All right. Well, I'm excited to go into the webinar, so I'll let you kind of help people go through that. And
okay, and need to know if we're going to have a different webinar ID
number.
No,
it's actually the same number.
You go set up, I'll tell people that webinar ID number.
Okay.
Again, for those of you that are getting on the webinar, the webinar ID number is 116-209-227, 116-209-227, and it'll also ask you to enter your email when you get there, and so you just put in your email address and then click on that, and that will open the webinar for you. And that's what I'm doing right now as Malin goes out to do that. It's always fun to try to do more than one thing at a time, Alan.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, that's good. So then you just click on join, and it goes right to the webinar. And go from there. You know, I was thinking, you know, as I was watching, I don't know how many of you have seen those Nutrisystem commercials, the Nutrisystem commercials that have Marie Osmond, but it seems like every other commercial is a Nutrisystem commercial. And, you know, growing up, you know, in my college days in Provo, Utah, I was around, I kept thinking, when do I bump into Marie Osmond? Because her and Donnie did the Marie Osmond show out on 8th North there in Orem, you know, and I actually had to go out there and worked out there for a little bit, and every time I went into the studio, I kept thinking, hey, maybe today's my day to meet Marie Osmond. But thankfully for her, she did not meet me, but instead I ended up meeting Malin, so that's good.
Oh, I'm second place. I just feel so great about that.
No, you are not second place.
I know that. All right, guys. Well, I've got some text coming in that you can see and hear me, so thank you all for being advanced on the technology checkpoint. All right. Oh, I love this time of year, guys. We're saying goodbye to 2016, and we're saying hello to 2017. And for many of you, 2016 was a great year, and you continue on with that path for 2017. For some reason, this also appears to have been a year where a lot of people are saying, I'm so glad to say goodbye to 2016. I've had a lot of people who have had some real unique struggles in their life and have, you know, gone through the refiner's fire of learning through those processes, and now they are prepared to take all those things that they have learned and have that be a springboard to jump into 2017. And so no matter which direction you're coming from, you always want to be looking forward to 2017, and it's a great, great time of year to be looking forward to that. So what I want to kind of focus on, Steve talked about generally goals, but I want to talk about making your 2017 compensation plan goals. It's important that you really set out and make those goals. And sometimes we make a goal, and it happens a lot in this industry. Someone makes a promise to you. I was talking to Liz and Mario, who happens to be in town, and he was in the office with Liz yesterday, and you know, we were talking about sometimes this industry tells people what they want to hear, not necessarily telling them the truth. And oftentimes people run toward the lie rather than staying for the truth. And it's because you want to get something that you've never had, but you don't want to have to do those things that you've never done before in order to get those things. And that's why it's so easy to run toward the lie. And we're saying, stay with the truth, guys. Stay with the truth. And when you want something that you've never had, guess what? You have to do something that you've never done. And that's okay. And you can actually have something that you've never had here at Limitless. It's been our goal and our mission statement from day one, and we never waver from it. And so if you want to come and be a part of that, you may have to do some things you've never done before, and that's okay. We're all in it together. During my holiday shopping frantic season, I saw this gym bag, and I fell in love with the saying on it, think it, want it, and get it. As Steve mentioned, he goes through his Brian Tracy Goals book. I have a favorite book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy, and I have read that book. It's dog-eared. It's red-lined. I have it on my Kindle so I can have it with me always, and one of my favorite sayings in that book is when you really understand the power of your thoughts, thinking it, you can overcome, you know, everything. In fact, you can, my favorite part about the saying in that book is that you can beat the law of averages. How many times has someone told you that you can't be extraordinary, you can't beat the averages, it's going to take time, and all of those things are true. But just like Steve talked about, you can achieve your goals faster than you imagined, but you have to go through some processes. And one of the most important processes is you have to think those goals. And you can't think them without writing them down and setting them. And then you have to want them. You have to have that desire. And, you know, Steve and I, again, this is our time of year to think about these things. And what you desire the most, what you put the most emotion to, is often what you attract into your life. And humans are far more attracted to feelings of fear. It seems like we're born with an innate ability to experience fear. And we can live in that fear and believe in that fear. It's a little bit harder to be disciplined enough to stay in joy or to discipline your thoughts towards your goals and your positivity and not have your thoughts meander and wind around and your desires meander and wander around. And then once you have your thoughts in place and you have the burning desire for those thoughts, then you have to go out and get it. And so I just fell in love with this bag. Think it, want it, get it. I couldn't shrink it down in any smaller words than those three words, and I congratulate that company for getting that mark. It's awesome. So here we are. 2017's coming along. Limitless Compensation Plan. My recommendation is you go get your compensation infographic. It's in the back office. It's 2 pages. You can print it on the front and back, so it's on one paper, or print out 2 pages, whatever you you want to do. Glue them to your wall. Make it part of your dream board. Do whatever it is you got to do to understand the things you want to do inside the compensation plan. This, guys, is your roadmap. And I stole this out of one of Steve's slides on his roadmap training, because this is your compensation plan roadmap on where you want to go and where you want to take your business. I loved this quote, "Don't tell people about your plans, show them your results." I was thinking about, you know, there are theories that say when you make a goal, you got to share it with someone so they make you accountable or you make yourself accountable. And while that's true, what really gives the power is that you within yourself get out there and get the results, and that when people see your results, that's far more power in showing the results than it is just talking about it and flapping your gums. And you don't, you know, I don't see, as the diet ads are coming out this year, and people, I don't see people just showing their before picture. It's not just like, okay, here's my plans, here's where I'm starting. You have to take those before pictures, but where the real power comes is the after pictures. Right? That's the results. When you show the results, that's when you have the power. So make your plans and then go get the results, because when you show people results, there isn't any one person that you can talk to that won't feel the credibility of the opportunity that you are sharing with them. Okay, the basics. Getting started with sampling our optional value enrollment packs. We all have them. We all know that they have samples in them. And you know, guys, really, if you look at these packs, the $399 pack, not so much, but the $950 and the $1,500 pack, there is so much product in there, and it's at such a deep discount that you're basically getting those samples for free. And if you have the ability to properly share samples that you basically got for free, wow, what a jump start to your business. As you start sampling, you want to start sponsoring customers and distributors, and we're going to talk about what that means. And as you have those customers and distributors coming on board, you're going to become an executive, and you'll start duplicating other executives, and that will help you become an X3. And then you'll start duplicating X3s, and we'll just briefly cover this. But what I really want to show through this infographic, because you've seen this before, and if you haven't, there's a video of it in the back office, so lots of ways that you can learn this infographic. But all the while, as Steve talked about, climb the ladder, guys. Make your goals to climb the ladder. It's the easiest way for you to get income. You can learn along the way, and we give you a guaranteed top-off to a certain dollar amount, so you don't have to worry about any strategy that you might have left behind. And so it's kind of like a sieve, right? You've got to do a lot of certain things, and that will narrow down to get certain things, and it'll narrow down to get certain things. So the first thing you have to do is you've got to do a lot of sampling. And if you do that sampling, then that's going to turn into customers and distributors. And this has been a time of year for Steve and I to talk to a lot of distributors and interview people, and some people are saying, wow, those samples, yeah, you get them free in your pack, but they're not cheap, you know, that's a lot of money to give out into a sample. Yes, it is. I went to my niece's, whom I absolutely love, and I'm kind of their second mother too. We spent some time together for our Christmas holiday season, and one of the things we did, we actually went to a cookie store that's a local cookie store here. It's called Ruby Snap Cookies, and these cookies are, I don't know, they are really amazing cookies, but they're not cheap cookies. I mean, six cookies are almost $14 just for six, so they're over $2 a piece for a cookie. And we went into this little cookie shop, and they said, you can sample any cookie. And so we were looking at all the different flavors, and they're just amazing flavors. And I said, okay, I'd like to just try just a little tiny bite of this cookie. And they say, well, normally our samples are half a cookie, and you can sample as many as you want. And I kept thinking to myself, how can they do that? Well, the reality is I sampled three or four cookies, and I bought six cookies. So those samples turned into a fan of their cookies. Now, I had my Glystrictin, just so you know. I want to put the warning sign in there. But the reality is sampling is important. And we've had some people who have said, will sampling thrive? No one's going to really feel thrive in 2 days. You're probably right. They might start feeling one of the most common things people can feel is a good night's rest. But that's not the biggest reason why you're sampling those Thrive packets, along with Skinny Sticks, which is definitely, as Sandy Burgess always says, Skinny Sticks is the sizzle and Thrive is the serious. get that Serious and the Sizzle in people's hands. But here's the power behind what you're sharing with those two Thrive samples. What you're basically saying, especially if you use Max, is Max is having them not eat after 8 o'clock and giving them a reminder, this is the time to quit eating so you can take your Thrive before you go to bed. At the end of that two-day sample, you can say to someone, can you make that lifestyle change? Can you do that? Can you not eat after 8 o'clock and take Thrive before you go to bed? Because if you can do what you just did in the last 2 days, you can change your life. That's why you sample Thrive. It's the most powerful way that you can help someone change their life because, guys, we all peaked in our 20s. We all peaked in our 20s, and we all can take advantage of what Thrive HGH can do. So sampling leads to customers and distributors, and that leads to executives. For you personally, your customers help you become an exec. And your distributors who go out and sample and get customers, they become execs. And executives will lead to X3s, and that leads to becoming a presidential director. So it's just a numbers game. You know, I love Jim Rohn. It's a numbers game, right? And if you don't do the numbers, what's getting you? The birds. And if you've listened to Jim Rohn, you know what I'm talking about. So guys, don't miss out on helping someone understand the value of these packs. And if it fits into their budget, by far the company invests the most in helping someone get started with that 1,500 pack, those 90 samples that are virtually for free, and helping them become a brick for their first two full commission or their first two commission months in the business. The next thing is, it's right, you start enrolling customers and distributors. Now, this is just the graph of the minimums that you want to meet in order to maximize your pay on that first 50 PV of everybody in your downline organization, both customers and distributors. 6 and 2, and then you're through, right? But those are just the minimums. What will you really achieve? Do you think that Cindy Maddox, presidential director, only has 6 active distributors? Do you think she only has 2 customers? Absolutely not. Do you think she has stopped adding distributors and customers to her business? No. Why? Because she's continually talking to people. She's continually introducing people to products, and she's continually adding to her business because she won't stop until she meets her goals. So what will you really achieve? Don't let the compensation plan dictate your ceiling. Let it give you the guidelines to maximize your success on the volumes that you bring to the table. So here you go. You and your customers, that's what helps you become an executive. So never stop. Every person who says no to the business is a potential customer. And we have people, guys, we have people that have upwards, Maureen Chevlin, upwards of 150 customers. Does she ever stop? No, because every person she comes in contact, we've been with her. We've been with her when she's been to town at a fly-in or come in to film a broadcast. And there she is, handing samples out to the person who's serving at our dinner table. I mean, she never, ever stops. And what makes you stop is fear. I love this saying. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. We've heard the saying so many times, fear stands for false evidences appearing real. Guys, fears are more cruel than the best of truths, right? They really are cruel. And if you allow yourself to sink into that emotion, you mess up your whole program of think it, want it, and get it. So get through the fear. Get through the fear. Becoming that brick and then climbing that limitless ladder. That's what it's all about, guys. It's all about building bricks. If you want volume that sticks, build bricks. Yeah, I made that up as I went. I know. I was really surprised that it rhymed. But it's true. In fact, I remember when Cindy Maddox's group really started to explode, she stopped trying to get people to X3 and stay at X3 way too soon. She said, I realize it's all about bricks, because if everybody's working at becoming a brick, which everybody can with just their customers alone, then X3s will happen. So you want to get those bricks, and while you're gathering bricks, climb that ladder. Now, what's the easiest way to climb the ladder? Well, you can get volume out of those enrollment packs, and that certainly gives you big chunks of volume. But if you don't replace that volume the following month with repeat recruiting, duplication, then you might not continue to climb the ladder. It's a common problem that we see with people. It's like, well, I've recruited somebody, my work is done. No, your work isn't done. You can't stop working with that person until they are recruiting and have become an executive by following this roadmap. And so here's an easy way for you to say, if I want stable income while I'm climbing the ladder, right? If I want to get to $25,000 on the ladder, I need 72 execs. And execs who have built it with customers, they're execs every single month, month in and month out. We've got people who have been executives since day one in the business. Day one, because they went out and they shared, and they sampled, and they got enough customers to help them become execs. And every time you go down the ladder, you know, or up the ladder, you can look and see, well, wow, if I just build executives even, then I will hit this. And if I build executives and I have enrollment packs coming in, I'm going to get even higher on the ladder. Guys, it becomes so simple to write down your goals when you understand that everything in this compensation plan is designed around helping you maximize your efforts, because we know that those efforts will bring you to the income that you really want. If you go up the rest of the ladder, here's the leader ladder, right? So wherever that volume is that you're trying to go for, you know the number of execs. And here's the thing, and I'm careful to say this, Steve talks about this all the time, and we're the ham and egg on it, because he's like, look, our leaders are averaging between 8 and 12% on their organizational volume in their checks. So let's take an average of 10%. And I always say, well, don't go with the 10. Go lower it to the 8. Let's always be conservative. But I'm going to go with the easy math today. And I'm going to say, okay, let's say you want to make $5,000 a month. Well, that means if you're making 10% of your organizational volume, you need to run at getting $50,000 a month in volume if you're running at the 10% rule. And let's say you didn't make a full 10%. Let's say you only made 8. So when you get to that $50,000 in volume, you're only making $4,000 a month. Are you going to be upset? No. Let's say you want to make $10,000 a month. So you want to get to that $100,000 in volume. And maybe you only made 8%, right, because the averages weren't quite there for you. You still made $8,000. Are you going to be upset? No. The point here, guys, is break it down into smaller chunks. Meet those goals. And I will promise you, because we already have the statistics, you will make more money here sticking with the truth than you will chasing lies with some other get-rich-quick deal. Period. Period. We have the data to prove it. And, of course, if you're building executives, then X3s are going to happen. What's an X3? Someone who is an executive themselves and has 3 frontline executives. But I will tell you, it's still all about building the bricks, because if you build executive bricks, X3s will happen. Let's say you have a whole line of executives, one after another after another, someone who sponsored someone who sponsored someone, and 8 or 10 levels down there, you've got someone who has become an X3. What's going to happen to every single one of those executives between you and that X3? They're all going to want to go become X3s. So executives, that's why we call it the brick. If you're going to build a house, you want to build it made of bricks. And the brick is becoming an executive. And the best way to become an executive is to get it with lots and lots and lots of customers. Don't just do 350. Don't just do your 50 and your 300. Get 10 customers, 50 customers, do whatever it takes, because you never stop. When someone says no to your business, don't let that person walk away. Don't let them walk away from changing their lives and living limitless the rest of their lives. Make sure they end up a limitless customer. Follow the rules on the limitless ladder, guys. It's the easiest way. If you did nothing but make goals on the limitless ladder this year, all the rest of the things will fall into place. So get that roadmap. Make your goals. What is it that you really want? And be specific. When is it? What's it going to feel like? If you can't imagine what it's going to feel like, then you need to stop everything and try and figure out what that's going to feel like. Try and figure out the things that you have in your life that make you feel good. And this is a great time of year to figure that out. Oftentimes we feel great about the holidays. Sometimes it's hard, but oftentimes we have great memories, great traditions, things that we did over and over and over again that make us feel good about this time of year. That's the kind of process you need to do to make yourself feel good about the goals that you've set and understand what it's going to feel like when you hit that in the future. So again, sampling, customers, distributors, executives, X3s, and becoming that presidential director. 2017, guys, it's your year. Think it, want it, and get it. And don't let yourself do anything else. Stop. I guys, my resolution this year was I've already set an alarm in my phone. Four times a day, I get an alarm that tells me to stop and think it, want it, and get it. Four times a day. Because you can't let the day go and not have that right in front of you. That's why all the great leaders, all the great masters who teach and mentors who teach you about setting goals, they say put it in your bathroom, put it in your car, put it in your wallet, put it everywhere you are, put what those goals are, and make that desire, burning desire, so you can go out and get it. I love this. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. You had thoughts. Thoughts are real, and thoughts create your reality. So stop that stinking thinking and change your thinking and come back to that setting, that goal setting, and make the compensation plan part of that. And just remember, 2017 is the year of no limits and no regrets. With that, Steve, I'll turn it back to you.
Wow, that is awesome. Good day, and thanks everyone for being on the phone today. That was a great webinar, Malin, and it causes a lot of self-reflection, and we want you all to have a happy new year. We want you to have a great end of the month today, a great end of the year today, and a great beginning of the year tomorrow. So with that, Malin, let's take it off mute and hear where everyone's calling in from.
All right.
I got it. Here we go.